Unit 3. Students' Book. E. Cultural Beachhead. Roman 2. Cultural Chessboard. Page 132. Look at the six cultural items below. Listen and read.
Gone with the Wind, 1939, is often considered the most beloved, enduring and popular film of all time. Sidney Howard's script was derived from Margaret Mitchell's novel that first appeared in 1936. It is a great historical epic film of the Old South during wartime. The heroine, Scarlett O'Hara, struggles to find love during the chaotic Civil War years and afterwards, and ultimately must seek refuge for herself and her family back at the beloved plantation Tara. There, she takes charge, defends it against Union soldiers, carpetbaggers, and starvation itself. She finally marries her wildly admirer, Rhett Butler, but her apathy toward him in their marriage dooms their battling relationship, and she again returns to Tara to find consolation.
The Father of the English Language. All the people who speak English in the world owe this man something. He is Geoffrey Chaucer, 1340 to 1400, and he is considered the Father of the English Language. He wrote a very famous book, The Canterbury Tales.
Big Ben. This is the clock tower of the Houses of Parliament. The popular nickname of the clock is Big Ben. Big Ben is one of London's best-known landmarks and looks most spectacular at night when the clock faces are illuminated. The four dials of the clock are 23 feet square, the minute hand is 14 feet long, and the figures are 2 feet high. The BBC first broadcast the chimes on the 31st of December 1923. There is a microphone in the turret connected to Broadcasting House.
The Floral Clock. This clock is very unusual. It is the floral clock in Princess Street Gardens, Edinburgh. The clock face is made up of thousands of small plants. The clock even tells the right time. A floral clock has been planted in Edinburgh each year since 1903. The idea has been copied by many other cities around the world. In Scotland's climate, the clock is only there in the summer months and has to be replanted every year in the spring. But in 2003, a winter clock was planted on the same site for the first time, and a Christmas crib was installed beside it.
Rosa Parks, the woman who changed a nation. When Rosa Parks, a black seamstress from Montgomery, Alabama, refused to give up her seat on a city bus to a white man 50 years ago on the 1st of December 1955, she was tired and weary from a long day of work. But she was also tired of the treatment she and other African Americans received every day of their lives, racism and segregation. The rest of Parks's story is American history, her arrest and trial. Her act sparked a citywide boycott of the bus system by blacks that lasted more than a year. In November 1956, the US Supreme Court ruled that segregation on city buses was unconstitutional.
Speaker's Corner is an area where public speaking is allowed. It is located in the northeast corner of Hyde Park, London. The area was set aside for such use in 1872. Everybody can go to this place, especially on Sunday mornings, to publicly discuss their opinions about politics and other subjects. Anyone can go there and make a speech about any subject, and other people listen to them and sometimes argue with them. People often stand on a box to make their speeches, the so-called soap boxes.